Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Bechoros Lamed Tes, Bechoros 39a, pagination is 77. We'll start from the first Mishnah on the page, which can be found 10 lines up from the wide lines. Chotmo Shenikav Vishanifkam Vishanistak. If the nose of the firstborn kosher animal is punctured, damaged in these ways, that is considered a mum. It invalidates it from being brought on the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, or in our time, not in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, that's what would enable us to say it's invalidated from being brought in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore can be shecht in a regular way. Sefamo, its lip. Shenikva, shenifgema, shenistika, also punctured, damaged in certain ways. If that happened to the lip, then it would similarly be invalidated, and therefore would be able to be shecht at this time. This topic of the lip being a form of blemish is something that's brought in a famous Gemara in Gittin, Daf Nun Vav, in the story known as Kamtza and Bar Kamtza. The story, as you may recall, we often learn it at the time of Tisha B'Av, is the statement of the Gemara that Akamtza Ubar Kamtza Chor of Yerushalayim. Because of Kamtza and Bar Kamtza, Yerushalayim was destroyed. We're talking about the second Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara relates this story that there was a certain host who liked Kamtza and did not like Bar Kamtza. And he instructed his servant to invite Kamtza to a party, and accidentally the servant invited Bar Kamtza to the party. Bar Kamtza must have thought, wow, they're trying to make peace with me, they're inviting me to their party. Must have been cliquey until then, and he was not invited, always excluded, and now he's in, and he comes. And at the meal, the host notices Bar Kamtza, and he gets very angry. Why are you here? Bar Kamtza does not want to be embarrassed and forced to leave, so he offers eventually to pay for the whole meal. Just don't embarrass me and don't throw me out. And the host insisted on throwing him out. Bar Kamtza wanted to get even, and he was particularly angry that the Chachamim, the sages who were sitting there, did not intervene during the ruckus and didn't protect him. His honor, his dignity, he was very angry. And therefore he decided that he's going to do something that would be so devastating to the Jews that it would really take revenge. Ezel Echel Behukurza Beimalka, he decided that he's going to speak badly about them to the king, to the Caesar. Azal Omar Le Kesar, Mardubach Yehudai. So he told the Caesar, the Jews rebelled against you. Amale Miyemar, who says? Amale, and he told him, Shadaluhu Karbana, send a karban, a sacrifice to be brought in their Beis HaMikdash, in their temple. Chazis, and you'll see, Imikarvin Le, if they bring it or not, whether they respect you. A non-Jew's carbon can be brought in the Beis HaMikdash, but Shadda Beimuma, but Bar Kamtza, during the trip, where obviously the Caesar sent a really prized animal, he made a mum in it. Where did he make the mum? And why are we learning this now, relevant to our Mishnah in Bechoros? Because he made it b'niv sefasayim. He made it in the lip of the animal. Ve'amri la bidokin sheba'ayin, and others say by the eye. Duchta, a place he strategically chose, delididon have muma. By us Jews, it's considered a mum. Ulidid who? But for them, the Romans, lav mumahu, it would never be considered a blemish, and they would wonder why in the world the Jews can't bring the carbon. So this Bar Kamtza was a knowledgeable fellow, and he identified the type of mum that he would inflict, something that would give us trouble but would not be respected by the Romans to be a legitimate reason to reject the carbon. Now, interestingly, Rashi on the words beniv sfasayim, on the lip, writes safa ho'el yona, the upper lip, which opens the discussion, is the upper lip and the lower lip equal in this concept of a mum? In any case, just to finish the story, Savar Abanan Lekrove Mishim Shalom Malchus, the rabbis wanted to bring the carbon even though it has a mum because of peace with the kingdom, which, if we extend it enough, is called pikuach nefesh. It's dangerous. And there was a particular rabbi, Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkulus, who apparently had enough clout to object, and the Gemara is not happy with his objection. It's called anvisanuso, his humility. It seems that the Gemara, in assessing the story, felt that this was an opportunity that the Rabbanon should take the unique ruling on their shoulders and do the unusual thing of bringing the animal with the mum to evade Bar Kamtza's plot to discredit them with the Caesar. And the Gemara holds that Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkulus's position was an unwarranted form, a misplaced form of humility. In any case, we get a better appreciation of that story once we start learning these mumin in Bechoros and appreciate the delicate nature of mumin, and that indeed our system of what we consider a mum may very well and does indeed differ than the mum that a different culture or system would consider significant. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.